title, A Men Vocal Texture Sequence Deep Dive for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper old school pressure in Ableton Live 12. Not a cheesy yeah. Sitting on top, we're making a vocal texture that behaves like percussion. It's gonna breathe with the amen. Push the groove forward, and then we'll resample it so it turns into that jungle collage instrument you can actually play. We're aiming for a 4 to 8 bar vocal texture sequence at drum and bass tempo, around 170 to 176. I'm gonna set us at 174 BPM so it feels instantly in the pocket. Before we touch the vocal, set up 4 audio tracks. Drums, that's your amen. Vocal source, that's the raw vocal. Vocal texture resample print, that's where we record the processed sound. And vocal texture final, that's where we'll mix and arrange the sliced version. Quick mindset shift. This is not a lead vocal lesson. Treat this texture like top percussion. When you're leveling later, compare it to hats and shakers. If you mute it and the drop still hits, you're in the right zone. If you mute it and everything collapses, it's probably too loud or too mid-heavy. Now step 1. Prep your amen groove. Drop your amen break on the drums track. Turn warp on, and for that classic chopped feel, use Beats Warp mode. Set preserve to transients. Then bring the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Higher envelope gives you tighter, snappier slices. Lower envelope lets it breathe more. Your goal here is a clean 2-bar or 4-bar phrase, where the ghost notes really speak. And don't over-quantize it. Jungle doesn't want perfect grid, it wants that roll. Even if you end up chopping, keep the feel alive. Step 2. Choose your vocal source. You want something short with attitude. A rave shout. A single word. Half a phrase. Even spoken word. Load it on vocal source. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to complex pro for best vocal integrity. Keep formants at 0 to start. Then try nudging formants up 2 to 6 if you want brighter rave bite. If it starts sounding facey or watery, switch to plain complex and keep it simple. Now crop a short region, half a second to 2 seconds. Short is powerful here. We are not stretching a whole a cappella across 8 bars. We're grabbing a bit of character and turning it into rhythm. Step 3 is the core trick. We're going to make this vocal behave rhythmically using a gate plus sidechain pumping from the amen. First, put a gate on the vocal source. Start the threshold around minus 25 dB, then adjust until it chops cleanly. Set floor to negative infinity so, when the gate is closed, it's truly silent. Attack very fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold can be super short, 0 to 20 milliseconds. Return around 0 to 50 milliseconds depending on how choppy you want it. Short return is that stuttery sampler vibe. Slightly longer return can give you a more breathy texture. Now after the gate, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to the drum's amen track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so it doesn't just flatten instantly. We want some initial consonant poke. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds so it pumps in tempo. Then lower the threshold until you're getting around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. What you should hear now is the vocal getting chopped by the gate, but also bowing to the drums. That's the hierarchy. In real DNB, the snare is king. We want the vocal texture to move around it, not compete with it. Now let's add motion and FX, but controlled. Put echo after the compressor. Set time to 1/8 for straightforward drive, or 3/16 if you want that cheeky jungle bounce. Feedback 20 to 35%. High pass the echo around 250 to 500 Hz so it's not filling your low mids. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz so it doesn't hiss all over the hats. Dry wet somewhere like 10 to 25%. We're seasoning, not drowning. Then add hybrid reverb. Hall or plate works. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't smear your transients immediately. Dry wet 8 to 18%. High cut around 5 to 9 kHz. Then add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Pick a color like analog clip or a bit warmer. This helps the texture read on smaller systems and gives that printed urgency. At this point, you should be hearing something like a chopped vocal smear that breathes with the amen. If it's annoying, you're close. The goal isn't pretty, the goal is pressure. Coach note here, decide your anchor hit before you resample. Listen for one moment in the processed vocal that feels like the main stab. Usually it's a consonant like a T, K, P, or a sharp edge of a vowel. That anchor slice is what you'll later hit on your snare style accent so the pattern feels intentional, not random. Now step 4. Resample. This is where it becomes old school, because we're committing the vibe into audio. Create your vocal texture resample print track. Set audio from to resampling if you want to capture the whole output. but I recommend the cleaner route most of the time. Set audio from directly to the vocal source track, so you only print the processed vocal and you don't accidentally print your drums. Arm the resample track. Solo what you need. Record 4 to 8 bars. Now you've got audio with the gating, pumping, and the FX baked in. That's huge, because now we can chop it like a sampler, and those tails become part of the rhythm. Extra coach move, resample at 2 points, not one. Do one dryish rhythmic print, where the reverb and echo are controlled so the hits stay readable. Then do a second tail print, where you push feedback or decay a bit more and capture those bigger throws. Later you can slice both and layer them, one for definition, one for atmosphere. That's old rave engineering in a nutshell. Step 5, slice it into playable chunks. Take your recorded clip, find a perfect 4-bar loop, and consolidate it. Then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing first. If you want rigid stepping, you can try 1/16, but transients usually feel more natural. Ableton will drop it into a simpler. Put simpler into classic mode. If you need it, enable warp in simpler. Set voices to 1 so it's monophonic and tight, meaning slices cut each other off instead of layering into mush. Now go find your anchor slice. Tap through slices until you hear that main stab. Put that on a note you'll remember. That's your go-to hit. Now program a MIDI pattern that locks to the amen. Think like this. Big hits line up with your snare anchors, and then you add ghost triggers in the gats like extra shuffle. Here's a quick one-bar idea at 174. Strong hits around the equivalent of 2 and 4. A few quieter ghosts tucked between 16ths, especially leading into the snare. And sometimes leave the very first downbeat empty so the drop breathes. That negative space makes the drums feel bigger. And don't just quantize everything to death. Nudge a couple hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny drag is pure jungle. Advanced feel trick. Extract groove from your amen. In the groove pool, extract groove from the amen clip. Then apply it to your vocal slice MIDI. But keep timing amount low, like 10 to 30%. You want the feel, not the slop. Now step 6. Glue it into the mix so it feels like a record. On your final vocal texture channel, start with EQ8. High pass somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. If it's fighting the snare body, check that 200 to 500 range and carve a little. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. Also think frequency slotting. If your snare crack lives around 2 to 3.5 kHz, don't park the vocal texture right on top of it. A gentle dip around 2.5 to 3.2, and a small lift around 4.5 to 7 can push the vocal texture above the snare crack instead of wrestling it. Then, yes, put drum bus on it. This is jungle behavior. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10. Usually keep boom off for vocals. Adjust damp so it doesn't fizz. Add subtle movement with auto filter. LP12 or band pass works. In Live 12, map an LFO to the filter frequency. Rate it half note or one bar, and keep the amount small. You want motion you feel, not a filter solo. Then a limiter at the end, just shaving 1 to 3 dB max. We're not mastering the vocal, we're catching spikes from slicing. Stereo discipline check. Old rave pressure tends to be wide in the tails but centered in the punch. Put utility at the end. Set bass mono around 150 to 250 Hz so low mid doesn't smear. Then width. If your amen is already wide and busy, keep this texture more narrow, like 80 to 100%, and let the echo and reverb create the width. If your drums are narrow, you can push texture width a bit, like up to 120, but stay tasteful. Also, clip envelopes are your friend. Open the resampled audio clip and draw tiny clip gain moves, like 1 to 2 dB on specific moments. It's faster than adding more compression and it keeps transients intact. This is a super DJ-friendly way to make the 2 and 4 talk without turning the whole thing up. Now step 7, arrangement. This is where the old school pressure actually lives. You're not trying to run this texture non-stop. You're using it like a DJ uses vocal cuts. Call and response, tension, release. Try a structure like this. Intro, 16 bars with filtered vocal texture and tops, slowly opening. Pre-drop, 8 bars, maybe increase echo feedback slightly, and do one reverb throw on the last bar. Drop a 16 bars, but the texture comes in and out every 4 bars. Let the drums and bass breathe. Drop B. Switch to a nastier resampled version, or a different sliced instrument built from the tail print. Classic warehouse trick, do a one beat mute of the texture right before a phrase lands, then slam it back in after a snare fill. That moment of silence makes the return feel louder than it actually is. If you want it darker and heavier, do a second resample pass with Bad Tape Energy. Pitch the resampled audio down 3 to 7 semitones. Try texture warp mode on the resample with grain size around 20 to 40 and low flux for gritty haze. Add a light redux, like 10 to 14 bits with a small downsample. Maybe add shifter subtly in frequency shifter mode, fine plus or minus 10 to 30 Hz, mixed 5 to 15%, then resample again. That's the controlled chaos pass, and you bring it in as fills and phrase markers, not constantly. One more advanced rhythm trick: if your amen has lots of shuffle, make a ghost note follower. Duplicate the amen track. On the duplicate, bandpass a cue in the ghosty area, often 2 to 6 kHz. Add heavy saturation so tiny hits become obvious. Then sidechain your vocal texture compressor from that ghost focus track instead of the full drums. Now the vocal texture inherits the shuffle automatically. It's like audio to MIDI thinking without even converting anything. Before we wrap, quick mistake check. If it's muddy, high pass more and watch 200 to 500. If it sounds watery and modern digital, you're overwarping. Use shorter vocal bits and resample earlier. If your printed slices are mush, you printed too wet. Print controlled first, then do big throws later. If it feels stiff, ease off the quantize and nudge some hits. And if it's just constant noise, arrange it in phrases. On, off, answers, dropouts. That's the vibe.